Skagway leaders still have some major disagreements about a new lease that would allow White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad 15 more years of control over city tidelands. The Assembly hammered out some details on the draft Memorandum of Understanding Thursday, but the group is still facing criticism from the public and divisions among itself. At some of the previous meetings, the tone from the public has been positive. Residents have said they feel better about this lease than the one that was rejected by voters 2 years ago. But at Thursday's meeting, most of the public comments were against the lease or warning the Assembly to do a better job communicating what's going on. Here's Frank Darimo.
There's a lot of negative opinions and misinformation going around Skagway. And unfortunately, it seems like, just from an average community member standpoint, there isn't enough coming my way to inform me of what you're doing.
Tim Cochran and Orion Hansen are the two assemblymen who have been meeting with White Pass to negotiate changes to the current lease and a potential new agreement. They both think continuing the current relationship with the railroad is the best option. Here's Hansen.
So I think we're faced here with a choice, and it's a choice that stabilizes our future.
Hansen and Cochran say that the agreement with White Pass will allow the cruise economy to continue going strong, and they say the city would have time to come up with a plan to control its own tidelands in 2038. Another bonus, they say, is that the city will be able to take over the docks without paying millions of dollars for them. Here's Cochran.
This MOU has addressed the concerns that the voters had said before, and we end up with the infrastructure in 20 and a half years.
But Assemblywoman Monica Carlson doesn't think the city should allow White Pass to control the waterfront for another 20 years.
We can sit here and say, oh, we've got 15, 20 years to plan the future. What's to say the next assembly or 10 years from down just lose sight of it, just like the assemblies in the past or the councils in the past, the mayors in the past have lost sight of the contamination issue.
The Assembly was able to agree on some changes to the working MOU. Perhaps the biggest of those changes is to make White Pass and the city joint cruise terminal operators, starting with the new lease in 2023. Right now, White Pass alone oversees cruise operations. Steve Burnham Jr. made the motion by phone.
I think this puts the two entities that own infrastructure and property on the waterfront in joint control of the cruise terminal operations.
It passed unanimously, but two other suggested changes resulted in tie votes. The first was to add language saying cleanup of contamination in the ore basin would be completed to DEC standards. Some of the assembly members asked, what if DEC said no remediation was needed? Schaefer broke a tie vote in opposition to that motion, saying it's a question for the attorney. Finally, the assembly was split on whether to adopt a number of amendments that are the result of a meeting with White Pass in early September. Schaefer voted yes, breaking the tie in favor of those changes. But this process is far from over. The updated document will go to the borough attorney and staff for review and then come back to the assembly. Eventually, the plan is to send any new lease agreement to a public vote. Some assembly members hope to get that done before the October 3rd election changes the makeup of the group. Two new assembly members will be sworn in on October 9th. The assembly has just one more regular meeting before then. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.